This is Mark and Digger from Making Liquor. How you doing?
Mark and Digger from Moonshiners. George McFly, I'm doing great, man. Thanks so much for calling the show today. What a great television show that is, man, or was. How many seasons were you on, guys?
10. That's plenty enough for a career, isn't it?
Yeah, especially how much you guys got paid to do it.
Oh, absolutely not. We don't get any residual pay whatsoever, George.
Nope. Unscripted television does not qualify under the SAG rules for residual pay.
Because when you Google something like that, because I always wondered how much you guys make, how much do they make per episode of Moonshiners? Well, Mark and Digger make $5,000 per episode.
Well, we're smart enough not to Google everything, so we know it ain't true.
We know how much we get, and it's pretty sad, but, you know, it's what it is. It's the life we chose, so we ain't grumbling about it.
You can't walk the streets anymore without people recognizing it. What is that like?
Well, it ain't no different in their little town than it was before. They'd point at us and say, there's that guy that stirred up all that trouble in that bar last night.
Now, people are, honestly, George, people are very kind to us, and we're very blessed. We have a lot of loyal fans, and we're always glad to see them. We're very approachable. You know, people can walk up to us anytime. We'll hug their neck and shake and howdy with them.
We might have been on a TV show, but we're in no way celebrities.
Yeah, well, God bless you for saying that, because you are, you know, but you can't say that because it would disqualify you for being humble. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah. My mom will still whoop my hind end if I'm unkind to folks.
Yeah.
I wouldn't walk through Union Cemetery if I'd act unkind to somebody that my mama didn't approve of. She'd kick all the dirt off of her right quick like.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mark. Mama's not around?
No, sir. Mine's not.
Mine is. Thank the Lord.
How old is she, Digger?
Mark's mom's, my mom is 80, George.
Mine is forever 58.
Mine's forever 63.
Happens too soon sometimes, unfortunately.
On the upside, though, he has a dad that's 84 and still going strong.
Yeah, smokes like a freight train. The only thing wrong with him, he don't drink.
Wait, I thought that was the secret behind longevity.
I don't know. The cigarette's kind of done me in. I figured I must not have that good gene.
If we could get him to drink, he'd live to be 140.
Especially the shine that you guys manufactured. Hey, guys, are you going to be at the 10th anniversary for Sugarland in Gatlinburg?
Well, of course we will.
It'll be March the 9th.
What time are you guys going to be out there?
We'll be there from guaranteed from 2. What'd they say? When
2 to 5.
2 to 5.
But now, there's stuff going on there at the distillery all day from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m., all kinds of celebration stuff. And, you know, we'll just play it by ear. We'll be there as long as we need to be.
Yeah, there's going to be food trucks or
no? No food trucks.
They're not going to X-nay that.
Well, they can't have them in Sevier County.
Oh, no. Well, X-nay that. Sevier County said no.
Wait, you learn something new every day. Is that true, Digger?
It is, yeah.
Certainly it is, because that's the first word I had, that they were going to block off the back park and put food trucks in that paid parking area.
Wait, come on. That can't be right.
Yeah.
Digger, you Googled it.
I didn't Google it. I don't Google much.
No, the only reason I know that, one of the Sugarlands employees told me, that was originally the plan, but they can't do it because Sevier County doesn't permit food trucks.
Well, I'll be there. Maybe I'll bring my guitar. We could pick a little. We could talk a little. We could pick a little. We could talk a little. Looking forward to seeing you both. Hey, what's the weather where you're at today?
Weather's wonderful here today. I'm in my G-string out here out raking leaves and waiting on the snow to come next week.
I don't know what he has got on, but it needs ironing.
I'm also, it's 73 degrees in East Tennessee, and I got on my plain white fuzzy bunny jockstrap and my pink fuzzy bunny slippers. So, good for
us. Yeah, buddy.
I'm in my flip-flops, my fur-lined flip-flops.
Hey, George, yeah. I've never got the opportunity to, but I want to welcome you to East Tennessee. You fit right in like one of us, and Billy Kidd could not have handpicked anyone to take his place the way you have. You've done him a great service, and you've made a lot of friends, and we think you're an outstanding addition to East Tennessee.
Well, thank you, guys. That is so kind.
Now, easy now. You go to patting yourself on the back. I'm going to come down there and go ahead and knock you in the head so you're going to heaven after the way he's played you.
I get that all the time. Hello, McFly. Think, McFly, think. Very kind. And I'll see you in a couple Saturdays, March 9th, at Sugarlands in Gatlinburg.
Yes, you will.